This week was, without question, an important one for U.S.-Czech relations. The reason? On Wednesday, both houses of the U.S. Congress agreed on changing U.S. legislation to allow potential exceptions within the country's visa waiver program. Under the proposed changes, it is thought Czechs could begin traveling visa-free to the U.S. in 2 years' time. Initial reports were even more optimistic, citing a one-year time frame. But there, the Czech Foreign Ministry has expressed caution, saying such a timetable was probably unrealistic. A little earlier, I spoke to Zuzana Opletalová, the spokeswoman for the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
The most important fact for us is that the American Congress is discussing the question of visas and changes in the visa waiver program. It is a big breakthrough comparing to the situation maybe 1 year ago. But at once we have to say that information from some media that it will be canceled visa in 1 year is probably too optimistic. It will take more than 1 year because there are many conditions and they have to be fulfilled.
Many of those pertain to the U.S.'s own security. The country, for instance, is planning to introduce an electronic identification system that will apply for all visa-waived countries, and such changes take time. But Czechs can take heart. They already meet one major requirement. Under the U.S. visa waiver program until now, countries were, without exception, required to meet a threshold of no more than 3% of their visa applications rejected, an insurmountable hurdle. Under the changes agreed, there could now be exceptions for countries posting a maximum of 10% visa applications rejected annually. The Czech Republic in past years has seen around 9% of its applications turned down, which would put the country just within range. But even there, the foreign ministry stresses matters need to be kept in perspective. Zuzana Opletalová again.
The problem can be, for example, the condition of 10% of refused applications. And we have now 9%. It could change and we can also have more than 10% like countries like Poland, Slovakia. So it could be a problem because we cannot influence decisions of U.S. embassy and it can change.
Still, for now, many observers say Czechs can be fairly optimistic. The changes proposed by the U.S., part of broader legislation on security, have already been passed in the Senate and will now come up in the House of the Representatives. If the bill passes there, it will then need to be signed by George W. Bush, a president who has said he understands the Czechs' dislike of visas to the U.S. All the same, not everyone can be happy. Besides Slovenia, which already enjoys visa-free relations with the United States, only one other new EU country, Estonia, could currently meet the 10% threshold. And Poland, a strong U.S. ally where the number of rejected applications is double, diplomatic circles have reportedly already expressed bitterness and disappointment.